astronauts have to return to Earth wearing diapers. And a man has been in a standoff with an abandoned Amazon truck in his driveway. And the Iranian female goalkeeper has been accused of being a man. These are the weird stories for Wednesday. Wednesday on Weird AF News. I'm highly caffeinated. Let's do it. A broken toilet means that astronauts will have to return to Earth wearing diapers. How humiliating. You've conquered interstellar space. Yet you're returning home, sitting in your own urine. It's hard out there for an astronaut. The journey back to Earth from space is never easy, but the astronauts aboard the SpaceX capsule coming home this week will have an extra challenge to deal with, and that is no toilet. Nope, the toilet doesn't work. They have a toilet, it just doesn't work. And it's really expensive to get a plumber up there. Stupid. Four members on the SpaceX crew Dragon Endeavor will be wearing diapers as they splash down in order to prevent anything else from splashing as well. Hey! Now, the crew on this mission, known as Crew Number 2, they've been at the International Space Station since April. They've spent about 200 days in space. Here's a quote from a French astronaut named Thomas. That was Thomas, the French astronaut. Over this mission, they conducted a series of spacewalks, installing solar panels to upgrade the station's power grid. They grew the first green chili peppers out in space and made tacos, as you know, because you listened to Weird AF News and I covered that story. They even hosted a private Russian film crew who's, I guess, shooting a movie about diapers in space, maybe. Hey, now, they achieved a lot, but unfortunately, it was confirmed last week that the toilets on board the Dragon Endeavor are quite broken. Here's a quote from NASA astronaut Megan. Of course, that's like suboptimal, you know, not having a working toilet. But, you know, we're managing, you know, spaceflight is full of lots of little challenges, you know. This is just one more that we'll encounter, you know, makes it more difficult, the mission. But we can handle it. We can totally handle it. I recall in college, I went to a kegger. I don't know if you guys are into going to keggers, but I went to a kegger and I drank a lot. I passed out on a couch and I wet myself. I wet myself at a party. So for me to wet myself around others, it's not a big deal. I've done it before and, at least I'm getting paid to do it this time. Hey. Now, this is not the first toilet issue on the SpaceX Dragon capsule. An alarm went off on SpaceX's all tourist flight earlier this year, signaling a problem with the onboard waste management system. At the time, the vice president of SpaceX said at a conference that the spacecraft's urine storage system had become disconnected in flight, actually, which allowed pooled urine to enter the fanning system. It didn't cause any major problems on that flight. No, except for the pool entering the fanning system, sir. That sounds to me like an issue. When you got urine being blown around through your fanning system. Ugh, you couldn't talk me into being an astronaut. You couldn't pay me enough. Wouldn't do it. No way. A new SpaceX mission is set to launch. It's called Crew 3. It's going to be taking off this week, and they're going to continue the work of Crew Number 2. They're saying that the toilet problem has been fixed for this upcoming launch. Well, I should hope so. But just in case, bring some diapers. A man has been in a four-day standoff with an abandoned Amazon truck in his driveway. Captain Lou is his name. He ordered toilet paper from Amazon. He had no idea he was going to be stuck with a van as well. A man in California is in a standoff with an Amazon vehicle, which was abandoned by one of its delivery drivers, left in his driveway, as a matter of fact. For 4 days, this Amazon truck has been in his driveway. The man who asked to be identified by his Twitter alias, Captain Lou, he said this ordeal started when he ordered some quilted northern toilet paper from Amazon. He just loves the quilted northern. It's a good brand. Why not? On Friday night, the Sprinter van pulled up to his house, dropped off the toilet paper. 15 minutes later, Lou noticed the van was still there. Where was the driver? It's a mystery. An hour later, Lou left to pick his daughter up from a football game. Came back, the van was still in his driveway. Driver was nowhere to be seen. All the packages also gone. It was unlocked. The keys were in it. What the hell's going on? Saturday morning, Lou's daughter came into his room and told him the truck had turned around in the middle of the night. Sure enough, Lou says, I looked out. Somebody had started the truck and drove it out onto the street. Apparently, it was not capable of going anywhere, so they just put it right back into my driveway, but 180 degrees from where it was the night before. Whoever turned this truck around wasn't that considerate. And, yeah, I had a hard time squeezing my own car into the driveway after this new repositioning of the truck. Yeah, I went and opened the door to the truck. Sure enough, the keys are in the truck still. I moved it over about 5 feet. That's what I did. This guy with the Amazon truck just left there. This is very bizarre. Lou pointed out that it's not an Amazon-branded truck, just a simple Sprinter van that's typically used by third-party contractors. But it's delivering Amazon goods. And according to Lou, it's been in his driveway since Friday night, fully locked, and the keys in the console. The only clue to the van's problems can be found on a repair order sitting on the passenger seat of the van. According to Lou, who works in the automotive industry, the van only has 400 miles on the odometer and was repaired about 2 weeks ago at a dealership. When he moved the van, he noticed the check engine light was on. According to the paperwork, it looks like the van has an airflow problem, Lou says. It's putting it into a restricted driving mode that reduces its horsepower. Lou has tried to contact Amazon, but the company hasn't been quite helpful. He tagged Amazon on Twitter. He's trying to just get some attention to this van that's been left in his driveway. It's tough stuff, man. This is the fallout when you just got too many delivery vehicles out there. Just too much delivery going on. You get vans left in your driveway. You get drivers urinating in your garden. You get people just stealing your stuff. They don't even deliver it. They just take off with it. This is quite a mystery. I don't know where else to go with this story. I'm not even sure why I'm covering it, to be honest with you. It's not that weird. I mean, it kind of is weird. Somebody left the Amazon truck in a driveway, but you know, it'd be a lot weirder if the truck was filled with alligators or, I don't know, or if the hero of this story, Lou, called the church and they sent a priest to do an exorcism on the van. It'd be pretty funny. It'd be a way better story if it was like that. I don't know, guys. I don't make them up. I just try and do the best I can with them, man. I don't know. There's not even any opportunities for any cool, like, accents in this one. Damn. It's terrible. This is awful. I should probably quit. Yeah. Thinking about quitting. Iran's female goalkeeper is accused of being a man. This is a story about football. Not American football. The soccer football. Yeah, soccer. I didn't quit, by the way, guys. I'm here doing another story. Hey, still in the closet. I didn't abandon you. Zohreh Khudai, the Iranian women's team goalkeeper, is a very good athlete. Has helped her team win a lot of games and enter tournaments and whatnot. She's been accused of being a man by the Jordan Football Association. This accusation follows Iran's victory against Jordan. The two sides were contesting a qualifying match for the 2022 Women's Asian Cup, which is scheduled to be held in January in India. Sounds like a big deal, the Women's Asian Cup. Iran triumphed in a penalty shootout, winning 4-2, after the goalkeeper, Khudai, who they're claiming is a man, made two very excellent saves. As a result, Iran earned a place at the Women's Asian Cup. Guess what? For the first time in the country's history. Way to go, Iran. Go, ladies. Yeah, I think this might be a case of just some sore losers, the Jordan Football Association. Well, the president of the Jordan Football Association is a guy named Prince Ali bin Al Hussein. Oh boy, not one of these princes. These guys are all assholes, these princes. He shared a letter to the Asian Football Confederation calling for an investigation into the sex of that goalkeeper, Kadai. The letter reveals the Jordan Football Association submitted what's called a gender verification check for Kadai, but that was rejected by the Asian Football Confederation. I guess they said no need for investigation. We know that this is a female. Well, that wasn't enough for the prince. Oh, hell no. It never is enough for the prince. Princes don't accept things that when they don't go their way. They have to make a fuss, throw money at the problem, and lawyers. Sometimes they get their father. I'm going to get my father, the king. Okay, so in a response, the Jordan Football Association has demanded an investigation by an outside panel of independent medical experts. Oh, okay. A group of people just to poke around in the private parts of that goalie. Is that what you're after, Prince? Just take the loss, bro. Take the L and move on with your life. He's very, very vile in his accusations, claiming that Iran has a history with gender and doping issues. He's accusing them of doping. Oh, I think you're doping, Prince. Now, I'm looking at a photo of the goalkeeper here. Zore Kudai is her name. And, oh boy, I hate to take the side of a prince, but man, this really looks like a fella. I mean, it doesn't look like a ladies soccer player to me. I can kind of see this. I still think he's a sore loser at the end of the day, is what I think is going on. But, what do you do? It really looks like a man. I mean, I wasn't expecting this. I'm sorry, everybody. I just, this story took a turn. It sure did. Now Jonesy's confused and doesn't know what to do. Good luck to everybody in the tournament this year. Hey, how about that? We'll do that. I'm not going to address this any further. I'm not about to be canceled. I need this closet.
Yay!
Guys, weird news is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too high. Not enough, and you're gonna die. If you're gonna die! Well, we're delivering, guys. And some of you sent me these articles, so thank you. I'm so grateful for you. Sing thanks and praise. I'm thankful for all of you for listening today. There's approximately 17 billion podcasts in this galaxy, and you spent this time with me, and I'm so grateful. I want to remind you about the Patreon challenge that's going on, where Michael from Iowa City is matching people that join the Patreon or increase their Patreon amounts. So please consider joining the Patreon for the holidays. Hey, have a holiday, blah, blah. I heard Christmas songs over the weekend, by the way. On the radio, I heard Christmas songs. Did anybody else? I was like, already? Shit. It's not even December 1st. What the hell? Just feel like we just had Halloween. Now it's Christmas songs? Man. I was pleased to hear them, though. It's been a while since I've heard some. That smooth voice of, what's his name? What's that guy's name? And bring us some figgy pudding. Bring us some figgy pudding. His voice sounds like figgy pudding, whatever that is. Anyways, you can join the Patreon, as Michael from Iowa City suggests, for the holidays by going to patreon.com/weirdafnews. Support the show. Big shout out to Jim from Cleveland, who my team whipped his ass. Just wanted to give him a shout out. He messages me, letting me know. He messaged me letting me know that he was crying after the game. It's okay, Jim. Don't worry. There's another like 8 more games. You'll be all right. You guys can make the playoffs. Maybe. it's so good to be a Patriots fan right now, isn't it? We're in the uptrend, by the way. It's nice to be on the uptrend. That feels good. What else? Oh, I guess that's about it. I mentioned the Patreon. If you guys want to send me articles, you can always do that to funnyjones@gmail.com. You can always call the show as well, 646-450-2012. You can call and leave me a message of hope. Yeah, we all need messages of hope, don't we? Let me be a message of hope to you when I tell you that you're beautiful and gosh darn it, people like you.